الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. With regard to the theme of our jalsa, our great heroes, and we should make them our heroes and follow in that path. May Allah make each one of you to become a hero of Islam. All of us, inshallah. And وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ. It is not difficult for Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala makes the impossible to become possible. Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam without a mother or father. Allah created our mother Hawa alayhi salam without a mother or a father. Allah created Isa alayhi salatu wa salam without a father. So Allah's Qudrat is above everything. And for those who incline towards Allah Ta'ala, it comes in the hadith, مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا. A person who comes one hand span towards me, I go an arm's length to him. A person who comes walking to me, I go running to him. Of course, Allah is free of all these qualities of running and that. It means the great closeness of Allah. So we must just have that inaba, turn to Allah. And that is the main thing. We cannot match up with our ibadat, with our knowledge or anything, but that desire from inside. So for that is this jalsa, that how that desire can come into us, that I must become really what is called an Allah wala, a Mawlawi, Allah wala, a friend of Allah, a person who has got connection with Allah, a person that you just see him, you say, he's an Allah wala. You remember Allah when you see that person. So for that, mashallah, as Hafiz Zakaria, and he's a very good Hafiz also, and of course he won't say many things about himself, but, and I also don't know everything, and mashallah, brother Muhammad Bauda also, who they both are studying here in the madrasa now, he was a airline pilot, as he explained. He didn't put it in clear words, and that's the aspiration of many young people, to become a pilot, fly around in the whole world, and have all the air hostesses around you where you go, and have all the things of this dunya. But he gave a kick to all that. And really, from his life, from his talk, Allah has given him something far, far, far more superior. So Allah give us also the tawfiq to understand, and who really gives a kick to the dunya. Not only we reform or we give up our bad habits, but hard, we give the dunya a hard kick, Allah will give you a heavy hug. Allah will make you His, and Allah will make you His special servant. So Allah give us tawfiq. For that, I just also want to explain a little bit of my past. The age that each one of you are, I was also in that age of yours. Whichever you are, maybe 17, maybe 20, I was past that age also. And none of you have seen the age that I am in. Nobody is now 70, 80 years old. All are young people. So with the experience that I have gained and things that I saw in my life, that little bit I wish to share with you. And for this, see, if a person who hasn't seen the front yet, he doesn't know the future, he doesn't know in front, so what should he do? What's the best for him to do? A person who doesn't know the road in front? The one. Or today you'll put the garment on. That the way I must go, I don't know my road. So my garment will be will direct me on my direction. So for example, if you are going somewhere and you come to crossroads, char rasta, Where the road you have come, you can go straight on, or you can turn to the right, it's a crossroads, or to the left. And you are at that point now, and you don't know where to go. Must I go straight on to reach my destination? Must I turn to the right, or must I turn to the left? You look around there and you see just there by at the crossroads, there is one person who is sitting and another person who is sleeping next to him. So now who should you ask the road? The one who is sleeping or the one who is awake? See? We agree all on that, that you should ask the one who is awake. So you can see that we don't even still know, we haven't reached that part of our life, that who we should ask also. What we must ask is afterwards. The person who is awake, he also doesn't know the road. And he's sitting by that person who's sleeping, that when he wakes up, he's going to ask him. He knows the road. So we are still at that stage. We might have done our matric also, or perhaps we have done some university studies, maybe there may be somebody college. So, but we still don't know who to ask also. So we must have to know who to ask also. So like that, I was also carrying on in my life, and where I was born and grew up, in many of us won't know those days also, the apartheid days, the rule of the white government, we lived in a white area. There were few families, many places, who it came along and they were not living with the all other Indian people. At that time, in fact, there was no group areas. People are just many places, they were living together, the same ethnic group, Indians, blacks were in their locations, the government kept them, and the coloreds had their places. So we lived in a white area, and the only Muslims that were around us were our neighbors, and they were our landlords also. In a small sort of an outbuilding, which my marhum father had modified, it was in fact a stable for the horses, that place. And my marhum father made it comfortable to live in, and we lived there. And that was when I was born, was just about, not just, the time was still, when the transport of our people was generally horse and cart, not cars as we have got today. So today, I'm sure some students got their own cars also already. In those days, there was no question like that. So anyway, so, and the only place where the Muslims was the Germiston location, which was 8 kilometers away. As small children, we went for school there and madrasa in the afternoon. But besides that, weekends, we stayed here. We were just amongst the white people. We never mixed with them. We just lived on our own. But that was the environment. So there was no masjid, no adhan, no namaz in our lives. That day, Allah make us maaf, make us forgive us a lot. There was no idea even of namaz, etc. And just that we are Muslims by name, it was all. Besides that, nothing. Ramzan, rozas, alhamdulillah, all kept everything. Then there was some Islamic Muslim environment in Ramzan. So when I had reached my standard 9, which is grade 11 now, then my marhum father asked me, what you intend to do? And just before that, a few years before that, my marhum mother had passed away. And because of that, my eldest brother, they should come on a weekend and spend time with us. And his wife, my sister-in-law, should cook for us for the whole week. There was no woman in the house. And then we should... So my brother used to come, and I can't make enough dua for him. He asked me, for example, I can remember, he said, give me a musalla. So I went, I brought the musalla, and he said, what about you, your namaz? I was already baligh by that time, 15. So I told him, no, you make namaz, we'll see afterwards. There was no importance of namaz whatsoever, no concept also, that it is for those people who wish to make, who are perhaps ultra pious, they make namaz. So then he explained to me, no, it's farz on you, you have to make namaz, Allah gave tawfiq. Then I can remember, alhamdulillah, from that time Allah gave tawfiq. It was just about when I had become baligh, I think. And Allah gave tawfiq of namaz. Then he started encouraging me to become a maulana. And I didn't know what a maulana is, but he encouraged me. Then when I was in grade 11 of now, standard 9, my marhum father called me and asked me, now you're already in standard 9, next year you'll be in matric. What you intend becoming? So I want to become a maulana. And I don't know what was it to become a maulana. And my marhum father told me then, in that case, you will have to go to Deoband. And I never heard the word Deoband. What I heard was Dublin. Because there was a person, a student, who was with us a few years ahead of us, and he had gone to Dublin to go and study. So I knew about Dublin. So inside I became happy. I'll go to Dublin. And what all that pictures in our mind of what Dublin and that Western Way and the bright lights and all that, I got happy with that. Then he took me to, there was a Maulana Muhammad Khalwaya Rahmatullah Ali, who was in Springs, very, very pious person, very pious person. So he told my marhum father, where this young boy grow, born in South Africa, luxurious of South Africa, where he's going to Deoband? And the Deoband of that time when we went, when I just reached Deoband, it was around about after Maghrib time. Our friends were there, they had prepared some food and I wanted to go to toilet. So I told them, so they told me how to go. And you have to take your can of water with you, no taps in the toilet. And I didn't know, when I went, I thought like toilet is toilet, dark, no light in the toilet. So I just walked in, and I walked all in the muck, all the filth and dirt that is there. And then there are just two small little places to set walls. And when you do your thing, it all just falls there. And when it becomes more, it will go out. And where you have to walk, no doors also. It was just a front wall in front, like a passage, two, three, there were four toilets in that place there. And then you just see which one, you just have to make sounds. That whether you can go in this one or that toilet. No doors, no light, and all the muck is just there. So Manai Khalwaya knew, he said, this South African boy grew here, where he is going there? First send him to Mias Farm, where the Bartafal Islamic Institute, then I studied 5 years there. Anyway, that was the thing. So, and then a very important thing, when I wanted to become an alim now, so my friends at school, they also started laughing at me. That this is outdated, it doesn't exist anymore. Now you become a doctor, lawyer, and that time in the schooling system, there was an A stream and B stream system. The A stream were those who wished to go to university, and B stream who just wanted to finish their matric. So I was in the A stream, and alhamdulillah, results also always were very good, always in the upper positions and that. So we were those were the friends, and they were all whose aspirations become doctors, lawyers, engineers, all those things. And my sister-in-law, she's still living, Allah give her high stages. She was extremely modern at that time. And as I said, no deen in our lives, no parda also. We should talk and joke around. And they all used to like me a lot as a young boy, making jokes all the time, doing everyone's work for them, running their errands and that. They all used to like me a lot. So we should joke a lot. So when she heard, she also became mad. You, Maulana, nobody becomes a Maulana in these days. That is finished, it's out, it doesn't exist anymore. You must become a doctor, you must become this. But then, alhamdulillah, I made my decision, Allah, it's all only from Allah's side. Remained firm, and very firm also, alhamdulillah. A lot of things, comments came from all sides, but didn't deter me in the least, but whatsoever. Then, now, after that, many times, I met with our school friends, sometimes we meet somewhere, Muslim boys who were with us. They were non-Muslim boys, also Hindus, etc. We don't really meet with them, didn't meet them for the Muslim. Every time we meet, they should tell me, you made the right decision. We made the wrong decision. At that time, we told you opposite, that you are where you going, but you made the right decision. And my sister-in-law also, then afterwards, alhamdulillah, parda came, and we observed proper parda since then in the family. Though before that we used to mix and talk so much, all that, and her complete life also changed completely. And everyone. So this is the route to go. That is what I really want to try and illustrate. That you are also still that young boy, and you don't know who to ask also. Okay? So see that we ask the right people. And for that, have the right company, the right ulama that we follow. Don't follow the people who are still sleeping. and they are seeing nightmares in their sleeps. They are going in the wrong direction. Where are they going to show you the right direction? They are sleeping in the khabi ghaflat, in total, they don't know what's happening. And these people who we generally follow of the dunya, and we think that they are very enlightened, they are, Quran Sharif says, and it's a reality. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They know about the outward things of this dunya. Reality of dunya also they don't know. They don't know about the reality of dunya also. Akhirat is right out of the question. In that normally everyone follows the kuffar. They all in the institutes, universities, they are in the leading position. And they dictate to us our syllabus, our dress code, our lifestyle, and we follow the kuffar. And they are those people who deny the akhirat. And the greater dunya is to be, the dunya is like a dream world. It's no reality in dunya. Reality is akhirat. And that is that is the eternal life forever and ever. Dunya is just a dream and it is temporary. Quantity, it can't offer you anything. Quality, it can offer you. As Hafiz Zakaria explained, how much he was earning. And now what he's getting, the tax he was paying that time was much more than what he's earning now. But life that he's getting is now. With all that, there was no life. Life is in this. Life is not in earning big money. If I'm earning 2,000 and if I get 20,000, I'll be very happy, isn't it? A person who's earning 2,000 and now he's earning 20. How much more has he got? From 2,000 to 20,000? 10 more. That's all he got. He just got a zero more. And we're so happy about that zero, that I got one more zero. And if he has to now go to 200,000? 2 zeros. So what is in this dunya? And reality is, it's zero this dunya. In fact, minus. Not only liability this dunya, akhirat is the real life. That is what we have to strive for and go for. So make that your ambition also. Learn and the Quran Sharif, and Quran Sharif you will learn. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ra'isul Mufassirin, the greatest Mufassir of the Quran Sharif. He says that Jami'ul Ulum fil Quran, all knowledge is in the Quran Sharif. For example, Wa wa'adna Musa 30 laylatan, 30 nights. And then after that, وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ 30 plus 10 فَتَمَّ مِقَاتُ رَبِّهِ 40. Arithmetic is in the Quran Sharif. We told him 30 nights, we added 10, 10 plus 30 is 40. It's all in the Quran Sharif. Not they teaching us arithmetic. It's all. لِذَكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. For a male, he gets double of what a woman. All that is math, arithmetic. And if you get thuluth in one case, a third, you get half, you get sumun, eighth in one some circumstance. All that distribution is all in the Quran Sharif. That you were, Allah Ta'ala says that if you are 100 people and you go out in jihad, you will overcome people who are a thousand. So, 100 to 1,000. So how much is 1 to 10? No, what is, was it? And anyway, Allah afterwards made it double. Not 10, made it double. So all this is all in the Quran Sharif. The wheel, this alphabet, this numerals, what are they called till today? What we refer to them as? Anyone knows what are these alphabets, numerals, what are they referred to as? You don't know? Arabic numerals. What we're writing 1, 2, 3, 4 are referred to are Arab numerals. And they are not invented by the Arabs also. They are Idris. Allah Ta'ala taught arithmetic to Idris alayhi salam. The whole arithmetic, math, Allah taught it to Idris alayhi salam. Another great thing which Allah Ta'ala had taught Idris alayhi salam was the wheel. Before that, even like carts they have were not on wheels. They were sledges. They had that like a sledge and they pulled it on that. The wheel made life extremely easy. If you have wheels, it's something you have to carry, you have to push, it's hard. You put wheels on, now it just moves. And the wheel bearing is another very great invention also. So all this also, Allah taught the wheel. The watches today we have got, now technology has gone front. But many of us might remember, and still there are those watches, which are all on that inside, if you open it, wheels and wheels. Lot of wheels in there. And till today, without the wheel, the world will come to a standstill. The jet that flies in the air, but it cannot fly until it doesn't take off on its own wheels. It has to have that wheel. Then it will fly, and then it will be shy and hide away the wheels again. And when it can't help it, when it has to land again, it will have to now, without, it doesn't want to show. I fly in the air, but now I have to take off my wheels. Otherwise, I'll go up in flames if I don't take off my wheel. So, the wheel, and it, the wheel also, Allah taught it to Idris alayhi salatu wassalam. So, all these things are from Allah Ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ تَقَاسَرَ عَنْهُ أَفْحَامُ النَّاسِ. The understanding of people, we can't reach it. Anything you can think of, you'll find the knowledge, the basis of it is all in the Quran. And how much a person has got in him. And your studies from your very start, where you start with fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'alu. And before that, the first part of knowledge is when the ustad tells you, beta, read, this is alif. And if you want to question the ustad, why is this alif? What's the proof of it, it is alif? You won't move one step forward. But when you accept without the leel, that this is alif, and the one that is sleeping down, with one dot under it, this is ba. Why is this ba? Who called it that this is supposed to be ba? Or A, B, C, or 1, 2, 3. You have to accept from your ustad. This is what it is. That student will fly into Jannah. And the one who wants to make dalil, whole life he'll make dalil, he won't move anywhere whatsoever. So follow those people who your heart gives you the conviction, these are the people who will guide us to righteousness. That is very, very important. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq for that also. And make your intention. And so this knowledge of Quran Sharif, really, without exaggeration, there can be no enjoyment greater than the enjoyment of Quran Sharif. And hadith again, hadith which the Quran refers to as hikmat, wisdom. What wisdom there is in hadith, and the choice of words and the enjoyment you will get, you will never get that in today. Unfortunately, we've got the things on the wrong side, and today where we get enjoyment, comics. And you know what is a comic? You are comic. When you get enjoyment in a comic, there's no bigger comic than you. How can you get enjoyment in a comic? Kitabullah is the place to get enjoyment. It's where you make stare, you travel, and doors open. This traveling of this dunya is nothing. Whether Abi Zakaria should have been that pilot and traveled the world with all his air hostesses around him, he wouldn't have known a thing whatsoever what this year is, this traveling in the Quran Sharif. And then the details of it in hadith. And then when you see the brains and the work of the fuqaha, how they took out masail, made istimbat, took out masail from Quran and hadith, you just become a die-hard for them. That who were these people? Were they insan or were they human beings or they were farishtas? What knowledge they have got. So great farishtas cannot match with insan as far as knowledge is concerned. Yes, in ibadat they go very far. And farishtas, they when a person is reading Quran Sharif, farishtas throng there. They haven't got the tawfiq of tilawat of Quran Sharif. That Allah has kept for this insan here. He makes tilawat of Quran Sharif. Israel Jibreel alayhi salam was an exception when he came and taught and listened to door of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he should recite Quran. Otherwise, Malaika, they don't have tilawat of Quran Sharif. And they die for the tilawat of Quran Sharif. And so the Quran Sharif, you become an alim, that is what you will be related to. That is what you will, and become an alim. Not just the passing into the cause of a Darul Uloom. And you complete your Bukhari and you complete your Dora Hadith and that. That is just a rasmi, just a customary that you have become. To become that, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, one time was sitting at a well. And a person came and he was standing also like this, and all his knowledge, he brought his kitabs and all the notes that he had made. And we know as a student how much he will treasure his notes that he had made. In between, the same thing happened to Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah. Also, all his notes he had. And they were traveling, and they were highway robbers. Hijackers came, and they got onto their conveyance, their caravan, and they started robbing the people. When they came to him and they saw this book, he said, please, that book of mine, don't take it. You can take everything of mine. But why? He said, my knowledge is in there. The crook told him, what kind of a student are you? Your knowledge must be in your heart, in your brain, not in your book. What is the book? That is no knowledge. What you have got, knowledge is that which you have in your brain and in your heart. And that is also what we should study. When we study, have that knowledge in our brains and our hearts, not on the books. That is an aid. It helps us. So anyway, when he took his books and he threw it in the well, that person, Qiyamah, came. As a student, all your notes that you have made and what you have written up and what you have collected and thrown, he became out of his head. What has happened? Qiyamah has come. Everything of mine is lost. And then he just made little tawajjuh and the water brought it up and brought his books again 100% intact. So this is the knowledge we must gain. Not just that knowledge which is not even in our hearts and our brain, just in books. And that knowledge which is no amal we have got on that knowledge. We tell everyone, there are so many youngsters, you ask them this dua, this ayat, they read 10 ayats for you. But when it comes to amal, no amal on that. That amal must be on there. And that connection with that. So this is what we must. And then each one of you, inshallah, you will become a... you will become a hero of Islam. Hero of mankind. You will take people out of all the darkness, their filth. And how many people? Like Hafiz Zakaria explained. And it is only the fazl of Allah. That somebody will come in your life, and where he will, you will go into somebody's life, and where you will take them. How many people who are far from you, you don't know them. Their letters will come, today's email, or in the previous day's letters, how people changed their lives, what their lives were, women who are in difficulty, young boys, girls, what difficulties, and when they see this light, and everyone just for light, you really die for the light. When you see the light and the light of Allah, which is a wonderful, cool, pleasing light. So this is the path that we should be treading. And like for example, there was one alim, he became an alim also. He passed away, Allah give him the high stages in Jannah. Before that, he became a health inspector, So my marhuma mother-in-law and these old people, their one word had so much of, it was filled with so much things. Then he decided to become an alim. After he was a health inspector, he decided to become an alim. Now when we hear health inspector, it's also something, he's a bit like a top position, top. So my mother-in-law said that Allah gave him good understanding. That instead of poking his nose in the smelling dirty drains of the people, he decided to go and study Quran and Hadith. So what is a health inspector? You analyze it. He will see whether your toilet, the connections are right. All the sewage is right. Your drain outside, where many times the drain, for some reason, a terrible stench comes out from it. Now the health inspector has to check all that. Instead of that, now he's studying Quran hadith. One friend of ours, very good friend, his son became alim yabas. Afterwards we went and visited. The other brother, he wanted to become a dentist. So I was there and they asked me my advice. So I say, where are you going to push your nose into the smelling mouths of the people and the rotten teeth of the people? Is that your work, to take out rotten teeth and to smell the smelling mouths of people? Our work is to study Quran and Hadith, where the fragrance of Quran and Hadith come. So all these things, they just gave them all shining bright names. But inside, khokla, empty, there is nothing inside. It's all filth and dirt, so don't go in that direction. While you're now at your age, turn your direction. And really, as I said, in fact, Allah make me maaf, I remember as a young boy, perhaps I was in Senate 7 that time, or round about there, and I decided to become a photographer. And my marhum father was not so rich, but he bought for me all the things. In those days, I don't know if anyone knows that also about the cameras, you had to buy a film and then you had to give it back at the chemist. Usually they should develop your film for you and take out the snaps from there. So you need it, and then they used to give you also the negatives, the actual print and the negative. So all those things I had bought also. But only Allah made further. I never went in that direction. I bought it, but I never went further in that. All that, I don't know, it just became redundant what happened to it. Only Allah knows. So that was our life. But then what Allah has put us. And I say many times that if Allah has to give me 10 lives again, I will do nothing else but do alim course and become an alim. Only difference will be, I won't waste my time. I'll study more hard. And I want to study my work and try and get to the details of everything. And not just pass it over, okay, this ikhtilaf is like this, or the huruf-e asli of this is this, or this is from this bab, and the khasiyat of this bab is this. But study it thoroughly and get the bottom of it. And that is, the more you get to the bottom, the more that this ulum of our deen, ulum sharia, ulum diniya, the more it gives you great enjoyment in your life. So this is what we must strive for. So all of you and each one, Allah make us all heroes of Islam. And see the great people of Islam as young people. For inshallah, Allah will give you still long life. But people, like for example, Muhammad ibn Qasim, the son-in-law of Yusuf ibn Hajjaj, but how he, the whole of sinned when the woman was, zulm was made on them, and all types of oppression, and what difficulty, they cried out for help, and he sent his son-in-law, and he gave the woman of the world emancipation. Islam has come to emancipate the woman, to give the woman freedom. Today they have called freedom slavery. They have made our women slaves in the factories, made women slaves in the restaurants, made women slaves of men, where men use their work, men use their bodies, and they are proud of it. That we are there. Today, prostitution is an industry. That is what it, where can that be? Islam gave freedom to women, gave the izzat which a woman deserves, the greatest honor and izzat. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was traveling in the caravan, and there were women also, and the camel driver was going a bit fast. He said that drive carefully, slowly, because you have got passengers on you that are made of more finer glass than china glass. China glass, a thin glass. The woman has got that value. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, Jannat lies under the feet of your mother. What value Islam has given to women. Where are these people? They made women slaves of everything. Islam gave freedom. And everything else also. Knowledge, true knowledge is in deen. So this is what we must strive for. So Muhammad ibn Qasim, he went there. Usama ibn Zayd, when he went with his jamaat, who was under him? Amir al-Mu'mineen. Who became, at that time he wasn't Amir al-Mu'mineen. Who became Amir al-Mu'mineen. A man like Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in the Jamaat and under the Imarat of Usama bin Zayd. What a position Allah had. So you people also, you can have this great position. And you, Allah has put all that faculties in you. You have got it. But make it ujakar. That is, open it up. Don't let it remain closed till mort also. And we don't even know what potential we have got. Everyone, kullu mauludin, yuladu alal fitra. Allah has given every child that full capacity, where he can reach great, great height. And you people are those people, you can give the world the light of life, the light of Jannat. You are those people, you can give the woman to realize what they, and they will give birth to great, great men. How? Like Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayhi's mother, and how many other people? You are the people who can make all these people. So let us go in the right direction. Don't lose sight of our where we have to be going. Don't be influenced with the schools and that education of the schools. Don't be influenced by other people with just some big titles. And the more they gain all this, the height of their education is a PhD. And in fact, when I came after my studies, I completed, then I had a very strong urge to render the work of our Akabir, which I really admired, and put it in English. So I wanted to translate kitabs and put it in English. But for that I said, let me improve on my English language. So for that I wanted to do journalism as a course to my English language so I can translate nicely. It must be acceptable by people. But at that time, you could not do a journalism course until you don't have a bachelor's degree. It was a postgraduate course. So I first did my BA then. And in that also, I studied all other subjects also. I can remember one particular, history was one subject. And a school teacher was my friend. We studied together also at school. He was a teacher at school in history. He failed history. And I passed with good marks. So this our studies opens everything else to open. Anyway, all that I did also. Then I completed my BA with UNISA. After that, there isn't time for all the details, but at RAU, Rand Afrikaans University, now which is Johannesburg University, they are joined now with the Wits University and Johannesburg University, they wanted somebody to come there and inform them and teach them about Islam. My ustad, Haji Bhai Padia, rahmatullah, made mashura with them. They told them, yes, you go there. And with that intention that they will see the light of Islam. But their agenda was totally different. They had modernists there, the MYM, Muslim Youth Movement, people from there. But they say, we have seen, they haven't got the true Islam. So our targets, we are targeting the wrong targets. They want to, they didn't tell us this in detail, but they wanted to harm Islam. And they were harming the wrong Islam, the modern Islam. They wanted to harm the real Islam. So they say, we want somebody here who is an alim, etc. From Yasfam, it was famous that time, that was the center where all people, anyone wanted to know about Islam, they would refer there. So they referred them to me. And then I went there. Then, in the process, they rejected me to do my honors also. And I completed. And with confidence I say, every year the first year students, I usually mention to them, what we study at university, Arabic first year, in the Darulum, in the first 2 weeks, you do the work what they do in 1 year. And much more thoroughly you do it here. What they take a year to do, and I say this of my own experience. Anyway, then they wanted to do, I must do my master's, and I must do my doctorate also. And they registered me also for that. And all I had to do, which was nothing to do, just a thesis, just a write-up, one thesis for my master's, and one thesis for my doctorate. And then, today I should be doctor also, Dr. Abdul Hamid. But what doctor of rubbish? Then you get your PhD, and what is that PhD? Person who got permanent head damage. That is what it is. And if you want to put it in Urdu, phera hua dimag, a person whose head is turned upside down. He can't think right. And this is really what these doctors are. And these doctors are. They got permanent head damage, and their heads are turned upside down. They can't see right. They can't make up today a man from a woman. Simple things like all this. They can't understand that a woman gives birth to children, not a man. And they are going to what lengths today in the world through governments they are changing the laws of all this. So yeah, what you learn, you can't imagine it there. That is all the negative thing. This is the direction they should we go. Also in that, I usually tell my friends also when we debate these issues, I said that you people all have to make me the final judge. Because I've seen that life also, I went through that life also, and my students at Rao, where they kept me as an advisor to the Islamic department, but they took the work of a lecturer from me. And my students were not normal university students, 18, 20, 22, 25 year olds. No, they were all professors in the different universities, like Porch University, Tuckies, Pretoria, University of Pretoria, Wits University, all these other universities, professors should come for the lesson. And I was a lecturer there to them, not to the young children and the young people. So, and they had the questions which they also used to ask. And they wanted to know because their agenda was different to attack Islam. Our agenda was different to make them Muslims. We gave it up also. If you help a drowning person, till you can help him. But if you see he's going to pull you down, you leave him. Let him drown if he wants to drown. But you don't go and drown with them. Today, many Maulanas are making this mistake also. In the greed of weaning them over, we becoming like them. And we now promoting all their evils and that. We have to be firm on our ground and on our surface. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah accept each one. And let us become great men of Islam. And let us bring deen. And really, I see in here, there are those that are students and youngsters that they've got great potential. As I explained, where we came from, we knew nothing about deen. How we grew up, you people are born in deen. Your parents, mashallah, there are so many, your parents are ulama, mothers are alimas, and they've got the true jizba of deen. There are the other type also, but they are also. And I see many with great, great potential. And always I see a very bright future for Islam. When I see our youngsters, Hafiz Zakaria's son, Muhammad, Allahu Akbar, a small boy, 5, 6, round about that. Just this morning I noticed how long I take to make my Fajr Sunnah. As a small boy, he takes also so long. Otherwise, as a small boy, he won't make Fajr also, Sunnah. He won't get up for Fajr also. And many people in the Jami Masjid, they comment, this boy, he comes for Fajr. And when he makes his namaz, with itminan properly. My grandson, a great grandson, Mus'ab, when I see him also, he was two and a half. His father, mashallah, taught him a lot of ayat. One day he forced his mother to make him to stand behind him. He's going to make imamat. Half an hour he made imamat. And now she's got a housework, a young woman, to stand for namaz half an hour. And then he's peeping when he goes in sajdah if she's at her back. If she's not there, he makes sure she must come back again. Now a boy of 2, 3 years and he's making imamat and like that. And plenty, yeah, I see also. All of us, Allah, make us that this real love of deen comes into our lives. The love of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala. What great people. Our akabir and our aslah. Those that were on the line of the Sahaba. What golden, shining stars they are. They are there for us. And you people, each one can become like that. You are now 20, round about that age, average age. 50 years, if you're looking in front, you'll be 70. After 100 years, people will talk about you. Not that we need them to talk. We must be spoken about by Allah Ta'ala. That is where Allah must honor us. The people, let them say what they want to eat. That doesn't matter. People can't do anything for us. And they do nothing for us. Allah does everything for us. Whatever we do it only for Allah's pleasure. Already has that. Inshallah. Allah accept us on inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.